Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. Your friend Matt back again, and we are ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. You can download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MATT, that's my first name, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MATT for a first deposit match of up to $100. And now is the time to do it. We have made our way to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament, and Prize Picks is the best way to get in on all the action. It's the easiest and most exciting way to enjoy your favorite sports and your favorite players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. I have really gotten into the Demons and Goblins game. It's the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. You can win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. Do the math on that. Turn $10 into $1,000. You'll see squares marked with red demons, green goblins, with different payouts. Again, download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MATT for a first deposit match of up to $100. All right, here's what's coming up on our Ducks Dugout lineup, brought to you by Ducks Dugout. It is opening week for the Braves, which means it's the perfect time to ask a specific question about some of the best Braves teams of all time. We will count down to Braves-Phillies coming up this week and look back on some of the best Braves teams in recent memory. Plus, I think this should be an easy choice for the Falcons. At least it should be easy based on their recent history. We'll have a discussion about that. And it was a good news, bad news weekend for Kirby Smart in Georgia. All of that coming up in a moment. But as I mentioned, we are brought to you by Ducks Dugout. Braves legend Andrew Jones has an autograph signing scheduled at Ducks Dugout in Marietta on April 6th from 12:30 p.m. till 2 p.m. Now, if you have not seen Ducks Dugout, it's one of the largest memorabilia showrooms in the nation. If you're a collector and you haven't been to Ducks Dugout, you're missing out. They have an 8,000-square-foot showroom with rare and exclusive items, plus a staff on hand to help you guys with over 20 years' experience that will answer any question you have. You could just be a sports fan or a collector, but you have to see Ducks Dugout to believe it. Go see them at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta. They have another location in Lawrenceville. You can always start your shopping online at DucksDugout.com. And remember, Andrew Jones, Braves legend, has an autograph signing at Ducks Dugout Saturday, April 6th from 12:30 p.m. till 2 p.m. And if you cannot make it that day, if you want to drop off an item to get signed ahead of time, Ducks Dugout will make sure it gets done. So we have made it to Braves opening week. The Braves will open with the Phillies on Thursday at 3:05 in Philadelphia. I looked at the weather. Temps in the 50s. Doesn't look like there'll be any precip, so that's good news. Remember, the Braves will throw Spencer Strider against Zach Wheeler for the Phillies. The Braves over the weekend lost to the Rays 5-2 on Saturday. They tied the Red Sox 5-5 yesterday in Fort Myers. I mentioned Spencer Strider is going to be the opening day starter. He made his final tune-up start of the spring on Saturday. He threw 3 2/3 of scoreless innings before finally allowing his first two runs of the spring with two outs in the fourth inning. So if you're doing the math, and it really doesn't matter, but it's still impressive. Spencer went 22 2/3 scoreless innings before finally giving up his first runs of the spring. He led all of baseball with 34 Ks during the Grapefruit League season in only 8 walks. And when he makes his next start on Thursday, it will count against the Philadelphia Phillies. As we go into the season, we know on paper how talented this Braves team is. And I can make a pretty good case it might be the most talented and deepest roster the Braves have ever had. And that's a bold statement considering the Braves of the 90s were again as deep and talented as baseball teams we've seen through many generations. They were filled with Hall of Famers. But here's where I might give this era of the Braves a little bit of an advantage. I don't know if any team in the 90s for the Braves had the best player in baseball. Now, they might have had a guy with the best season, and they had a great player or great players, right? Chipper Jones won an MVP in 1999. Terry Pendleton won an MVP in 1991. But when I talk about the best player in the game right now, you know it's Ronald Acuna. As good as Chipper was, and Chipper was great, there was a case to be made that Barry Bonds was better, or pick a few players. I don't know that you can make many cases for guys in baseball ahead of Ronald Acuna right now. This era of the Braves has currently, I think, the best starting pitcher in the game, and he's turning into that quickly in Spencer Strider. This era of the Braves also has another top 10 starting pitcher. They have three all-star infielders, an all-star catcher, and I think soon to be an all-star center fielder. So if I wanted to do a comparison, and this is quite a compliment to the Braves of different eras that we can have this discussion, look at the decade of the 90s. I'll pick out three teams that if you want to do a comp to this talented roster. The 1993 Braves won 104 games. They had the best starting pitcher in baseball in Greg Maddux. They had two other top 10 starting pitchers in Tom Glavine and John Smoltz. So that team gets the starting pitching advantage. But that Braves offense had good offensive pieces. David Justice, Fred McGriff, Ron Gant. But again, none were close to the best overall player in the game. That Braves team also had Mark Lemke in the middle infield with Jeff Blauser. Terry Pendleton still playing third. Damon Berryhill catching, Otis Nixon in center. Again, not even close to the all-around depth of this Braves team now. How about the 1996 Braves? They won 96 games. John Smoltz was the best starting pitcher in the game that year, winning 24 in the Cy Young. Again, the Braves had two other top 10 pitchers in Glavine and Maddux. The offense was really good. Chipper Jones, Fred McGriff, Ryan Klesk all had huge offensive seasons, but again, none were the best player in the game. The Braves had Javi Lopez in the first couple of years of his career, who was really good, and Marquise Grissom in center. I think this era and this collective core is just better even than that team. I'll give you one more comp. The 1998 Braves, who won 106 games. Greg Maddux was once again the best pitcher in baseball, with Glavine and Smoltz in the top 10. And that Brave offense was stacked. Chipper Jones, Andres Galarraga, Javi Lopez, Andrew Jones all had really big years. But here's the difference. And no offense to Walt Weiss and Keith Lockhart, who were the up-the-middle combo for the Braves. No offense to Michael Tucker, who was in right field. But that team can't hold a candle to the depth of this Braves lineup, 1-8, and now with the DH, 1-9. Both eras had exceptional talent. This one has a chance to separate if it gets another championship or another couple of titles. The 90s Braves, in my opinion, better starting pitching depth. This era has very good starting pitching depth, but better offense up and down. I can make a case that the Braves have the best outfielder in baseball in Ronald Acuna, best third baseman, an argument for the best second baseman, potentially the best first baseman and the best catcher. And as I said, the center fielder is coming on very quickly. We'll see if it turns out to be true as the Braves open up their regular season Thursday in Philadelphia against the Phillies. All right, coming up, this should be an easy choice for the Falcons. At least it should be easy based on their recent history. We'll discuss that coming up in a moment. An easy decision for you guys if you are a homeowner is making sure your home feels comfortable. Well, how does that happen? Things like insulation are not a big deal until they're a big deal. Well, USA Insulation does a phenomenal job, and I can attest to it, of making sure our homes feel comfortable and they're more energy efficient. That's the point of having proper insulation. USA Insulation is a Georgia-based company that will come out to your home for free to do an inspection and a free consultation just to give you peace of mind to let you know if you're properly insulated. They did that for me, and I realized I was one of 90% of homes that were under-insulated. So they walked me through my home, showed me what they called points of light, areas that were in need, and then they explained how they are the only company that provides USA premium injection foam, which is really cool, into your existing walls. And when they were done, you know where I felt the biggest difference? When in the summertime, it's always 5 or 6 degrees hotter upstairs, even if you have the new HVAC going and it's pumping the cool air. But in the summer, if you're properly insulated, you notice the difference and the savings. Each and every month since USA Insulation installed their premium foam injection their injection foam into my walls, we noticed the savings. In the summer, the cooling costs. In the winter, the heating cost. And speaking of costs, you can save $800. 800 bones by mentioning Matt in the Daily 10 if you go to usainsulation.net. That's usainsulation.net. Ask them about a $1,200 tax credit. They will fill you in on all the deets from USA Insulation. So I told you, I think this should be an easy decision for the Falcons, but never goes quite like this, right? So as we close in on the NFL draft, and we are now exactly 1 month away from draft time, if the Falcons stay at number 8, doesn't it feel like the easy decision is go get your defensive player, go get the pass rusher, and there's a chance the Falcons might walk right into the best pass rusher in the draft. Now, when I say best, that's all in the eye of the beholder and the scouting teams for each of these organizations. But there's a chance if the Falcons deem Dallas Turner, for instance, the pass rusher from Alabama is the best, or Jared Verse from Florida State, or Latu from UCLA is the best, they could have their pick of the litter. So the question becomes, do you go get better defensively, or do you try to become overwhelming offensively? And I know that's not a very popular decision, and let me be clear, I'm with you guys. I'm taking the pass rusher. But I acknowledge that rookie pass rushers don't typically make a huge impact right away. If one of those stud wide receivers is sitting there on the board, staring right at you like Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze, you have a chance to be overwhelming offensively. With Kirk Cousins at the controls and Drake London and let's say Malik Nabers and Darnell Mooney and Rondell Moore and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson, that would be a lot of fun and a chance to be overwhelming. But at the same time, wouldn't it have a very eerie feel to the Matt Ryan era, which was so close to winning the ultimate prize, but didn't because the Falcons' defense in big spots in the postseason and in the Super Bowl couldn't hold big leads? Whether it was 2012, which a group of skill position players that I would call overwhelming, Roddy White, Julio Jones, Tony Gonzalez, Michael Turner, Harry Douglas, Jacquizz Rodgers, they were overwhelming. They had a 17-0 lead in the NFC title game against the 49ers, couldn't hold it. In the Super Bowl, the Falcons had the big 28-3 lead on the Patriots with an overwhelming offense with Julio, Mohamed Sanu, Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman, Taylor Gabriel, Austin Hooper, Aldrick Robinson. It was overwhelming, but they couldn't hold the lead. Those teams both had more than enough offense to win championships, but not enough defense. Is that a lesson that you, yes, you can be overwhelming, but you don't have to be offensively to win a championship? It's nice to realize that you're not going to be able to fix everything on defense, but if you have just enough players, in other words, you could be really good on offense and just good enough on defense to maybe get a little bit closer to the ultimate goal of winning a championship. I would even go as far as to say if the Falcons took an edge rusher in round one and then backed it up with another edge in round two, I'd be totally fine with it. It would make a ton of sense. I could even say with one of your two third-round picks, throw another lineman at it. Throw numbers at this to try to effectively fix something that has been broken for most of the Falcon existence outside of a couple of years, and that's being a team that gets to the quarterback consistently. You could be overwhelming offensively, and that's fun, but you have a chance to really make some strides defensively on the short term and maybe the longer term if you make the easy decision. We'll see what happens coming up next month with the draft. All right, coming up, I want to talk about a good news, bad news weekend for Kirby Smart and the Dogs. We will do that in a second. I only have good news to report when it comes to your home and car insurance if you're working with an independent insurance agency like the Rhodes Group, who has one job. They want to get you guys the best rates, the best coverage, and the best possible policy. There was a headline a while back in the Wall Street Journal that said buying home and car insurance is becoming impossible. Well, okay, that's a problem because we all need it. And yes, as rates continue rising faster than ever, it's so important that you're getting your rates shopped properly, that you're not missing steps that will cost you later. Let an independent agency help you. In this case, the Rhodes Group in the northern suburbs of Atlanta will do the work for you. They've done the work for me, and I couldn't be happier with our savings and our policy and our coverage. They have a landing page on their website at rhodes-group.com/churnoff that you can go get your 10 home and car insurance quotes in just 10 minutes. Again, Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-S, rhodes-group.com/churnoff, my last name, or call them. They'll do the quotes right over the phone at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. I'm really hoping you guys took advantage of the great weekend of all the college hoops action. And now that we're down to the Sweet 16, I want you to look ahead to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, all of, we got 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of basketball. The best place to watch it all would be the Daily Draft. It's my go-to sports bar. It's in downtown Woodstock. The Daily Draft is right in the heart of all the bars and restaurants in downtown Woodstock, which makes it easy if you're a Woodstockian. But it's just as easy from Roswell, 10, 15-minute drive, or Milton, or Alpharetta. If you're coming from another direction like Kennesaw or Canton, let the Daily Draft be your destination because they have everything in one convenient spot. Two stories of great views of all the games around you. The biggest and best big screen in the burbs. Flat out, I said it, not one better. Plus a craft beer bar, self-serve taps along the beer wall, unbelievable menu that's not your deep-fried sports bar. Everybody in the family, everybody in your group is going to love what the Daily Draft has to offer. Find out more about them on their website at thedailydraft.net. You can also follow them on Facebook or Instagram, and I will see you guys at the Daily Draft, Matt hosting his monthly trivia session this Thursday night, March 28th, at the Daily Draft. So I told you it was a good news, bad news weekend for Georgia. Let's get the bad out of the way. First, Georgia transfer from Florida, Trevor Etienne, the running back, was arrested over the weekend and charged with DUI, plus reckless driving, also affixing materials that reduce visibility on his windows or windshield, failure to maintain lane, improper driving on the road, DUI less safe, which essentially means because he's under 21, he could still be below the legal limit, and he's driving with booze, and that's a problem. Etienne posted a nearly $2,000 bond, according to Athens-Clarke County records. He was released. We'll see what Georgia's statement and their discipline, if any, will be on Trevor Etienne. We'll hear from Kirby Smart on that because the Dogs are right in the midst of spring practice. The other news, Georgia's five-star defensive lineman commit, Justice Terry, flipped from Georgia over the weekend to USC. Terry is the number one defensive line prospect in the nation, number eight overall recruit in the 2025 class. That, according to a few of the drafts or the recruiting services, again, number one D-line recruit, number eight overall, flips from the Dogs to USC. There was a big push from the Southern California contingent, including Aaron Donald, who helped USC and others to get this kid to flip his commitment. USC also landed Isaiah Gibson, another Georgia product from Warner Robins. He's the number one edge in the 24/7 recruiting rankings. He was on Georgia's list, among other teams, Bama and a few others. So he also picks USC. Now, I don't want to downplay. It's a big deal. You don't want to lose top recruits. Georgia's always going to find the next one. Whatever the recruiting service has, the number two or three or four, they'll flip somebody else, and that will be just fine. Again, you don't want to lose anybody. That'll be fine. The good news for Georgia, and this comes from what I just said, their recruiting acumen and Kirby's dominance along the recruiting trail. This number came from James Morgan at UGA Wire. Kirby Smart in his career at Georgia is 94-16. I repeat, 94-16 during his eight seasons at Georgia. Kirby's won two national championships, SEC championships, two of those along the way as well. Georgia has, here's the number, you ready? They've produced 15 first-round picks in the eight seasons while Kirby Smart's been in Athens. 15. With two or more first-round picks in the upcoming NFL draft, Georgia would have had more first-round picks, 17, than losses, as I told you, 16, during Kirby's 8 years in Athens. What's even more impressive, of those 16 losses, remember, five of them came in Kirby's first season. So in the last 7 years, the Dogs have only lost 11 games. But they've produced 15 first-round picks with at least two. We know Brock Bowers and Amarius Mims at least are going to go in the first round. There are four Dogs with a chance to be picked in the first round in total. Over the past three seasons, to give you a little context, Georgia has as many losses, just two, as it does national championships. I mean, that's just as impressive as it gets, and it's getting more impressive. So it's a bummer to lose a number one prospect in recruiting. It is. It's nothing to sweat when you're Georgia and Kirby Smart. They'll find the next one over the next week or two when they flip somebody else. All right, if you guys would do me a favor, follow the podcast or subscribe on any podcast platform. We are available on every single one, and we'll be waiting for you in your feed every morning at 10 a.m. I will talk to you folks later this afternoon at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.